the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Go thy way as thou hast believed, so be it done unto thee. So the Lord said this to the centurion. Just before then, he had said, I have not found so great faith, no, not in Israel. So why did this man believe so? And why did the Lord single out his belief? I think in our world today, when things are made to appear to be easy, belief is almost magical to people. Somehow I'm going to believe. Somehow you just have to have faith and things will happen. How does one obtain this faith? It's not magic. It's not something that just appears. It is from the way we live. This is what the Lord was singling out. And the centurion shows by his words the kind of man he was. This is what faith is. So he comes to the Lord. He has a servant who is sick. He asks him to heal him. That's all he asks. He doesn't ask him to go to his house or anything else, because he knows that the Lord can heal. Why does he know this? He knows this because of the way he lives. Because he states, I'm a man under authority. I say to one of my soldiers, do this, and he does it. Go here, and he goes. To my slave, do this, and he does it. He knows that when under authority, you should do what you're told. Well, how would he know this unless he does it himself? Confidence in our prayers comes from the way we live, brothers and sisters. If we don't live a righteous life, if we don't live a consistent and reliable life, if we're not obedient, then when we pray to God, we will not have confidence. Now understand, this is not a matter of being completely sinless. No man is sinless. Nobody. This is a matter of how do you live your life? What are your priorities? What's important to you? What do you act upon? This soldier was under authority, so he obeyed the authority. And he had men under his authority, and he expected them to obey. So he knew about authority, he knew about obedience, that was the way he lived his life. And since he was obedient, he had confidence, even though he understood himself to be unworthy. Now the technical details of why he said he's unworthy, not only because of his humility, but because he was considered to be a pagan by the Jews, although he believed. He read the Jewish writings. But he was considered to be a pagan because he was a soldier for pagan Rome. Probably caused him much distress. But he was an honorable man and he discharged his duties. But a Jew could not go into a pagan's house or he would be defiled. So the centurion didn't want the Lord to come to his house because the Lord, being a Jew, would be ritually defiled. And of course, the centurion was humble enough to state this plainly. But he had such confidence because of the way he lived. Sometimes I think we try to manufacture humility by putting our eyes down to the ground and by, you know, bowing to people and by saying things that appear and sound to be humble. Humility isn't what we sound like or how our eyes look. Humility is how we live. Humility is who we are. Recognizing that without God we can do nothing. And with God we can do everything. And that yes, we are unworthy of His love, but He loves us and He will help us. Only those who are absolutely aware of their sinfulness are absolutely confident in their prayers. It seems to be a bit of a conundrum, a riddle. Being more aware of our unworthiness, we're more confident, absolutely. Because the person who is aware of their unworthiness is living a worthy life. Or relatively worthy, shall we say. We're all unworthy. He's living a good life, reliable, obedient, ethical, honorable. And if you live in this way, regardless of if you have weaknesses and sins, God will hear your prayers. And you will feel confident that God will hear your prayers. This is why the centurion believed, because of who he was, how he lived. It's the same with us. Don't we want the Lord to say to us, as you wish, or as you have believed, so it be done unto you? Absolutely. There's things in our lives, each one of us, that are difficult. People we care about. Situations that are not what they should be. Not to mention, of course, our own sins and our own weaknesses that we wish we could be unburdened from. Oh yes, each one of us would like the Lord to say to us that what we believe is accomplished. But that's only if we believe. Belief comes from practice. Belief comes from being good. That's the great untold, hidden story now of Christianity in our age. You can redefine God to be anything you want nowadays. That He can allow anything and everything except believing that there is sin. But internally, the soul knows. The soul knows when it does wrong. The soul knows when it has bad priorities. The soul knows when it's really lying to itself, saying it is a Christian, but not living in a Christian way. Or perhaps going to church, giving alms, but not living in a Christian way. Not having your absolute and only priority to be with God. The soul knows. And so when we pray and we feel lacking confidence, this is because of the way we live, of our priorities. Let's take a lesson from the centurion. He understood authority because he was obedient to authority. So it was easy for him to believe that the Lord, who has authority over all things, could do what he wanted him to do, even though he knew himself to be unworthy. You see the key here? The key to faith is you have to live according to the things you say you believe. It's a matter of priority. It's a matter of consistency. It's a matter of being honorable about what you say you believe. This is what marks a Christian. So let us be like the centurion. Let's be men of faith. That is, let us live according to our faith. Then we'll have confidence.